Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, Julia Roberts has had an amazing career when it comes to movies.
She sure has, and she, you know, as soon as you see her, you kind of know the sort of movie you're going to get, don't you think?
I know. Not predictable.
No, but this one's a little bit different in that it's called Mirror Mirror, and she's playing against Lily Collins. So,
of course,
you know who her father is, don't you?
Well, Phil Collins.
That's right, yeah. But she's become a bit of a darling of the media world, Lily Collins. She's on all sorts of covers of magazines, and I think she's destined for a pretty big career in the movie world.
And they're with us right here on Mind Food Radio.
So what I'd like to ask you both is, what was it like working together?
Well, I don't know how helpful I am, but it's just nice to work in an ensemble, really. And some days there was quite a number of us on the stage together, and that's always fun and interesting to watch the way people work. And for me, it was great to work with Lily and Army and see young people who really are respecting their jobs and just the business of being on time and being prepared, and that to me is a joy.
So what is it about fairy tales we actually love?
I think the essence of a fairy tale is something that adults and kids alike can really enjoy. They take you away from reality just for a little bit, and they're so fantastic and magical. And in today's world, with everything that's going on, it's nice for families to go and see something together that they can both get different things out of, and kids can live in that imagination that they do all the time and see it on screen, and parents can kind of become those kids a little bit again and see how their children are reacting to fairy tales that they also grew up with, at the same time seeing new sides of it that we're telling.
So Lily, what have you learned specifically from working with Julia?
I learned so much. I learned so much about, really through watching her and how she interacted with everybody on set. And just the fact that it's not just your lines that you learn as an actress. I mean, that's obvious to me, but at the same time it takes watching someone who is so knowledgeable about everything going on in front of as well as behind the camera, from lighting to camera angles and shots and editing. It's like, it's the big picture that makes you then able to give a performance that is your best. And it was really interesting to see, you know, how she took all that into consideration.
And how important is the power of beauty in your line of work?
I don't know, power so much as, it's a luxury and it has a timeline. So I think to rely too heavily on it is frivolous.
I was never taught the idea that you judge someone based on what they look like or their height or whatever. It's just a person is a person is a person. And I think when you appreciate that in other people and that's what you look for first, then that kind of reflects on you and you start to appreciate those things more about yourself than on the outside.
When the core of what is really the truth of a person that makes you beautiful is so supported and appreciated, as Lily has said eloquently so often these last days, that's really what, you know, shines through.
I've got to ask you, Lily, where did you get the inspiration for this character?
I drew a lot of inspiration actually from Audrey Hepburn, because the classic Hollywood actresses that I love so much, they say so much without saying anything at all. And I think in today's films, the cuts are so quick in editing that you don't have long sweeping shots of an actor and actress going from one emotion to another and seeing that process of how small you have to react in order to get a big reaction from an audience. And so to see how she did that on film was amazing. And her posture and everything about her radiated happiness. Even when she was sad, you felt it along with her, and when she was happy, it made you that much more happy watching her. And I tried to kind of take that classic element into a modern day girl.
Well, it was very nice to talk with you today. Good luck with the movie, and thank you for joining us on Mind Food Radio.
It makes me want to go and watch it, don't you think?
What are you doing with a mirror in your hand?
And why are you holding an apple?
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.